This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Ches, Mishnah Daled. We have learned the halacha that if, for example, there was a decheretz that was inside of a halachic kli, and that kli was lowered into a kli cheres, such as a tanor, the halacha is the tanor does not become tameh. Because when the Torah describes the possibility of a decheretz making a kli cheres tameh, it says the case is the decheretz was placed inside of the kli cheres, as opposed to here, where the sheretz is not simply toch the kli cheres, it's toch, it's inside of something which is inside of the kli cheres. In such a case, tuma transmission does not occur. However, this exception only applies where a portion of the kli is still above the upper edge of the kli cheres. If, however, the kli in question is lowered completely into the kli cheres, then it's not considered a toch of toch, inside something that's inside something. No, whatever is in that kli is considered simply to be inside of the kli cheres. So if it's a case where you have a sheretz that's inside of the kli, it's like any other regular case of a sheretz inside of a kli cheres, and so the kli cheres becomes tameh. So that if one then puts food in the kli cheres, the food will become tameh. The mission begins with the following point that was also kind of implicit from the teachings we studied over the course of the previous mishnayos, and that is, the mishnah says, if a pot, let's say, was placed completely inside of an earthenware oven, nasheretz batanor, that sheretz was placed on the floor of the tanor. Point is, you're not inside of this pot, just inside of the tanor, somewhere else. Halacha is that although the tanor clearly becomes tameh because of the sheretz, hakedera tahara, the pot inside of the oven remains tahar. She'en kli cheres metameh kelim. Because as we've stated again in earlier mishnayos, the halacha is, as is clear from the psukim, when a kli cheres, such as an earthenware oven, becomes tameh, it only has the capacity to be mitameh food, but not utensils. In halachic terms, the Torah is saying that the thing which became tameh from the source of the tum, which in this case is the kli cheres, that thing is considered a rishon l'tuma. It's 1 degree away from the tuma source, and is therefore in a more weakened state of tuma, such that this rishon l'tuma, in our case, the earthenware oven, can only transmit tumah to food, but not to other utensils. But the Mishnah tells us there is a situation in which ultimately the pot does become tameh from the kli cheres, the earthenware oven, even though we just said that a tameh kli cheres cannot be mitameh kelim. How would that be possible? The Mishnah says, if hoyeba mashke tofeach, if there was some droplets enough to moisten something else. So in other words, there was a significant amount of droplets in the pot which was lowered into the kli cheres, this earthenware oven which became tameh from the sheretz. The halacha is, first of all, nitma, the liquid becomes tameh because it's in the airspace of a tameh kli cheres, and once again, the fact that the liquid is inside of a kli is irrelevant, since here the kli is completely inside of the kli cheres, so the liquid becomes tameh. That's clear. Not only that, vitima, the liquid then in turn makes the pot that it's inside of tameh, even though that's totally unexpected. For according to the regular rules, the liquid should certainly not be able to make a keli tameh. Because what did the liquid become tameh from? From the kli cheres, which itself was merely a rishon l'tuma. The tuma of the liquid then is even weaker. It's sheni l'tuma. A sheni l'tuma shouldn't even be able to be metama food, unless the food in question is of a sacred status. Yet we're saying here that no, tummy liquid is mitame, the kli, this pot that's inside of. This is based on a special rabbinic decree. The Rabbanan had a particular concern when it comes to tummy liquids. They were concerned that people would confuse a liquid which became tame from liquids which themselves are considered a source of tuma. For example, different the bodily secretions of a tame people, those secretions are considered a source of tuma, which can make even people tameh. The Rabbanan didn't want people to confuse those liquids with liquids that became tameh, and so the Rabbanan said that when a liquid becomes tameh, we essentially automatically treat it as an avatoma, in the sense that it can make even utensils tameh. Therefore, in our case, once the liquid became tameh from the earthenware oven, the liquid then makes the pot that's inside of tameh. The Mishnah highlights the irony of this by imagining what the pot might say to the liquid about this result. The Reza Omer, if the pot could talk, it would say to the liquid inside of it that what happened here, that I became tamei from you, is most strange, in that mitamecha lo timuni, what made you tamei, the earthenware oven, could make me tamei, yet v'ata timei sani. You, Mr. Liquid, who became tamei from the earthenware oven, now have made me tamei. Seems like totally backwards. How's that possible? If I couldn't become even directly tamei from the klichera, so surely, if it's indirect, it's weakened. The notion of becoming tamei from something that itself got tuma from the klicheres seems totally backwards, completely illogical. Yet that is the halacha here, because once again, it's a special rabbinic decree. When it comes to liquids in particular, once the liquid becomes tamei, that automatically becomes a potent source of tuma, such that it could even be mitamei kelim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.